In the early stages of the COVID-19 quarantine, many of Utah's gateway communities were visited by people wanting to escape the cities.
What we're hearing from these community leaders is that they're really concerned that they knew that that in-migration from urban areas was happening, but the current pandemic might have accelerated it by 10, 15 years as people just look for any way that they can get out of places that have been the hardest hit. And this has huge implications, not just for the local economics, but local healthcare systems.
That's Jordan Smith. He's the director of USU's Institute of Outdoor Recreation and Tourism, IORT. He gave, as an example, Grand County, where Moab is a popular spring destination. So visitors from outside the county were limited from entering because of inadequate health resources. Smith says serious health issues there require airlifting to Grand Junction or even farther.
The pandemic has really brought into focus that the outdoor recreation economy, the tourism economy, is not the sole direction that a lot of these communities should focus all their efforts into developing.
Smith says most gateway communities across the western U.S. have transitioned from economies dominated by fossil fuel and mining to tourism and outdoor recreation industries. The coronavirus pandemic, he says, has shown many communities that both foster boom and bust economic cycles. He added that now in-migration from visitors has significantly impacted real estate for some communities, pricing out some local residents. Enter the Gateway and Natural Amenity Resource Initiative. To help community leaders address these concerns, IORT hosts the Gateway Initiative, or NAR, a system for sharing of resources and ideas. Biweekly webinars and discussions are led by a core group of university faculty, nonprofits, and federal agencies.
What we're really focused on is trying to get those local communities just talking to one another about what they're implementing, the things that they're concerned about, and the things that they might be able to change as far as local planning goes in the months, years ahead.
Sponsorship, like that from the North Face Company, creates funding opportunities for network members. Typically, North Face's Explorer Fund supports extreme athletes in global expeditions and events. Smith says that this year, the company reached out to university programs and nonprofits addressing COVID-19-related issues.
So we were able to secure some funding from them for the NAR initiative. And they're really interested in trying to return these gateway communities to what they were as that home base for exploration.
Smith says the unforeseen benefits to community members, such as these grant funds, make it especially rewarding for the gateway communities to feel empowered. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harriet Cornacion.